You want to be cold as ice here on the valley floor or the Tucson desert floor in the middle of August. But everybody has their thermostat turned to 88 so they can save a few coins. We can show you how to save money and stay comfortable right here with our expert from Pima County, Tony Bohard of Temperature Control, one of our Rosie certified air conditioning contractors down in Tucson. Tony, thanks for taking the drive up.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And I want to talk more about these TEP programs as opposed to you've done the Check Me. We've already talked our way through the Check Me program. They also help homeowners consider getting involved in replacing their equipment. And I want to talk about that, but I want to take this call from Glendale first. Let's bring Dennis into the conversation. It's kind of a related question, not on air conditioning, but it is on whole house performance. Dennis, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's your question, my friend?
I have 20 windows in my home, and they're all dual pane except for four, and those are 4x8 windows. And I want to replace them with the dual pane windows. Is that going to be cost effective for me?
What direction do they face, and how protected are they from the direct sunlight?
They don't get direct sunlight. Two are on the patio, and one is on the front porch, and one is under the trees.
And they're all aluminum frame, single pane?
Yes.
Do you have any sunscreens on them at all?
None.
Okay, you might want to do that.
Okay.
Dennis, I'll tell you how you can tell whether or not this is going to be a good program for you. Run over to O'Reilly Auto Parts or NAPA and get yourself a thermal imaging gun. You can actually get them at Harbor Freight Tools as well. They're going to cost anywhere between $15 and $30. And you're going to point it. It'll hit infrared light will hit whatever you're pointing it to. It'll tell you the temperature. Go take the temperature of those fixed large frames and shoot at the glass and shoot at the frame that are protected from the sunlight. Then go over to one of the windows that are hitting the direct sun on the west elevation of the house, unprotected without shade, and shoot the frame temperature of that. You'll see the difference. The fact that the single pane is protected, the one thing I tell people about windows is let's take the direct sun off the glass before we do anything else. After that, then we can start adding dimensions that are also going to make your house quieter. They're going to make them cleaner, less dusty, and they'll make them more energy efficient. You'll be able to sit closer to that single pane window once you replace it with dual pane. Is it cost effective? Depends on a lot of factors, but take the temperature of your window frames differential. If there isn't that much differential between the two windows, the lower that differential is, the less inclined I would be to spend the money as a high priority. There might be other things we could do around the house, and that's what the Whole House Energy Check can do. And there are companies here in Phoenix that will do that for you. Rheus will do it for you. Green ID will do that for you. They're $99, absolutely the best $99 anybody can spend on their house. They ought to spend that whole house energy audit before they spend a dime anywhere else on the home. So I hope that helps and gives you a little bit of guidance, Dennis. We appreciate the call. Tony, let's bring it back to what TEP is doing down in the Tucson area. We talked about the Check Me subsidy, where they'll actually pay for, you have to have a TEP certified HVAC contractor. They won't do it for just any contractor.
That's correct. You've got to go through the training with the TEP contractor program to do it.
Okay. So they'll help subsidize the cost of checking your equipment. Now, we've checked the equipment, and replacing it might be the right thing to do. What do they do for the homeowner in that case?
So the program's amazing because it actually handles all aspects. So they don't just give rebates on repairing it to get the efficiency up. They'll also do a couple other rebates. One is early retirement, and the other one is quality install. So the early retirement rebate states if it's under a certain efficiency, they replace it before the unit dies, they will initiate a rebate of $350. And it's an instant rebate, comes directly to us from the power company. And then by using a higher efficient system above a 15 SEER, they'll do a quality install rebate as well, which is $650.
Well, that gets to be a pretty good chunk of change.
So it brings the price down it makes a 16 SEER system cost the same as a 14 SEER system because of the $1,000 that they invest in the system for the homeowner.
And this requires an early retirement check that y'all have to go out and qualify and verify that the equipment qualifies for this program.
Yeah, and during the check me is when it happens. So when they're doing the check me, they'll be able to tell you all your avenues. So they'll tell you, okay, your coil's dirty, we need to clean your coil, the rebate will be this, or it's super inefficient, it does qualify for the early retirement. So that's why I say it's a lot different than a tune-up. This will actually do a full analysis of the system and let you know what the true efficiency of the system is and whether it makes sense to replace it or repair it.
I want to talk a little bit about what a homeowner's questions should be to the air conditioning contractors they're soliciting quotes for equipment replacement. I want to go there, but first I want to go to Brian, who's been on hold for a few minutes. Let's bring Brian into the conversation. I appreciate your holding, Brian. How can we help you, my friend? We're here with Tony from Temperature Control of Tucson.
All right, thanks, guys. Hey, I am looking for a recommendation for a thermostat that works well with the super cooling. I do the super cooling, but the problem I have with most programmable thermostats, you have four modes, the wake, leave, return, and sleep, and trying to do that along with any other changes, it makes it tough. Are there any programmable thermostats that you recommend for doing that?
You want a programmable thermostat that can let you regulate when you're buying the electricity to turn the air conditioners on. Then you tell the thermostat to let the temperature inside the house to drift up during your peak demands. And then you want that thermostat to tell your air conditioner in the middle of the summer to run all weekend long.
Yeah.
Correct.
So do you have a programmable that you particularly like, Tony?
Yeah, any of the Wi-Fi ones will work perfect for that because you can set the exact time and the way you want them to run and the exact temperature. So I prefer the Lennox iComfort or the S30 Lennox, and they have modules. They can work with any brand air conditioner. Those are two of my favorite thermostats for that.
And he's right. The earlier versions of the programmable really only gave you programmable within very set broad parameters.
Right.
So again, that thermostat you like?
So the Lennox iComfort or the Lennox S30 iComfort are both phenomenal thermostats for that.
How would a homeowner get their hands on one of those?
They can call their local Lennox dealer and they can purchase it from them.
Okay. All right, let's go back to this early retirement program where we've got someone who calls Temperature Control down in Tucson to come out and do a check me system. The system is maybe 8 or 9 years old, and we're trying to assess, do I replace it or do I just service it? What are some of the questions the homeowner should ask their contractor when they're considering replacing equipment? Because I think a lot of equipment is replaced without any calculation. They look at the unit, they say, well, it's a 4-ton, so we're going to put a 4-ton on you. There's a lot of other things that need to be checked. Talk through how y'all really diagnose a home and its equipment before you make a recommendation.
So one of the biggest mistakes people make is they put extremely high efficient units on with leaky ductwork. If you don't analyze the ductwork and make sure that there's no duct leakage, if you put a 16 SEER unit on the home and the ductwork is leaking 30%, you're really not doing any justice. So you want to make sure your contractor is checking the ductwork to make sure there's no leakage, and they have to do it with a pressure testing equipment. They can't just guess. The second thing is a load calculation on the house to make sure we input the windows, the dual pane, single pane, square footage, height of the ceilings, and make sure we size the unit. And most importantly, let the contractor know your demand. A lot of people don't set the thermostat to 76 degrees, and when we're sizing a system, we size it for 76 degrees inside, and in Tucson, 106 degrees outside. So if that's not your lineup, then let them know what you're doing so we can size the system properly for what you're actually using it for. Another thing they need to do is make sure that they let them know if there's any hot or cold spots in the house, any rooms that aren't getting the right amount of temperature, because that could be a ductwork issue or it could be a sizing issue. Both come from the same issue, or both look like the same issue. So they want to definitely make sure they use a contractor that's going to do that as well as permits.
Now, there was an inventor in Tucson that we met, not at this last home show, but two home shows ago, Saba Home Shows at Tucson Convention Center, and he had created an add-on, some kind of adapter to older air conditioning equipment that allowed the fan to blow for a few more minutes while the coil was still, the old units, when the thermostat met its temperature demand, would just shut down. But the coil is still very, very cold, and he invented this system that allowed the fan to run a few more minutes. I thought, that's brilliant. Have y'all seen those?
Yeah, actually, that's one of the programs that the energy companies are offering. What it does, it's Western Cooling Control, and we adjust the system to where the fan runs to remove the residual cooling out of the coil. So depending on the size of the unit and how much cooling is left in that system, when the compressor stops running or the outdoor unit stops running, the indoor fan will continuously run to absorb the rest of that cooling out of the coil as well as the ductwork to balance the house back out. It could save up to 15% in energy.
It's not free cooling because you have to run the fan, but it's about as close to free cooling as you can get.
Pretty free, yeah. It's a lot cheaper than cooling your home. Yeah, definitely.
So that little device has become acceptable equipment to the point that TEP is supporting installation of it on older units.
They certify it. It's actually, they certify the piece. They're actually doing a $70 rebate on that particular piece of equipment, which is only a $200 install, so it's $130 to the homeowner. It's kind of a no-brainer.
Now, newer equipment is already programmed to do this,
similarly, correctly? Yeah, variable speed equipment. Not all newer equipment, but anything that has a variable speed or a step-up motor, indoor fan motor, would do a similar thing.
Okay, so that's adaptable to older equipment or single-speed equipment, and TEP is helping pay for the price of the installation.
Yes, and especially on mobile homes, because mobile homes have those inner-therm furnaces that you can't get them to be very efficient. You install this, you can get that residual air out of it.
Okay, and I want to come back, and I want to talk a little bit. We've got a couple more calls here. Someone's considering going from a gas heat pack unit to a heat pump. I want to hear what your recommendations would be, what things do they need to consider to decide, because there's multiple decision points in that process right there.
Correct.
Multiple decision points. Again, we're here with Tony Bohard of Temperature Control. We're going to come back with a special, an exclusive he's making just for our Rosie on the House listeners today. Stay tuned. We'll be coming back with that right after this short break. You're going to want to need to know about it. We don't invite these guys on air unless they bring something special for my friends, the Arizona homeowner.